This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 13, a royal fresh start. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either. The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He's tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. When King Saul fails a great test of obedience, the Lord moves on. God sends Samuel on a mission to find a new king, a royal fresh start for God's people. This leads to the fascinating story of David's selection and anointing. The sons of Jesse parade in front of Samuel. Some of them look the part, given their outward appearance. But the Lord pours cold water on that, rejecting one after another. Finally, the youngest son is brought in from tending the sheep. With a healthy glow and nonetheless handsome, David arrives. The Lord has seen and approved of David's heart, and he tells Samuel to anoint David as the future king of God's people. In this way, David is plucked from obscurity. And the extraordinary thing about David is that he is surprisingly ordinary. So many good stories start out this way. For example, Cinderella is overlooked until she goes to the ball. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy are just ordinary kids playing hide-and-seek until they stumble into the world of Narnia. What David embodies is true for all people chosen in Christ. God's extraordinary love and plans begin with strikingly ordinary people who receive a high and holy calling. In Christ, we are a royal priesthood, anointed to serve God's coming kingdom. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you for calling us to be your own. Help us to see and honor the joy of participating in the kingdom of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.